Hi, and welcome to the StoryCorps podcast. In this episode, we'll hear two stories from cancer survivors about how they made it through. First up is 12-year-old Grant Kersey. When he was a toddler, Grant was diagnosed with neuroblastoma, a cancer often found in young children. A tumor was wrapped around Grant's spinal cord and pushing against his lungs. It took three surgeries, but Grant is now cancer-free, and he recently sat down to interview his mom, Jennifer, at StoryCorps.
So, Mom, when I was diagnosed with cancer, how old was I?
You were 16 months old, and we actually thought you had asthma because you were wheezing. The doctor said, well, let's get a chest x-ray. And Papa came over because Papa's a doctor, and his office was just right across the way. And as a professional courtesy, the radiologist asked if we'd like to see the images right there and then. So when they put the images up, things got real quiet in the room. And Papa gave us a hug. And you know how Papa walks really straight up and down?
Yeah.
He kind of looked like somebody had kicked him in the gut as he was walking back to his office, and that scared me. And the first time they put you under anesthesia and they put the mask on your face, you really struggled. That's pretty awful for
a parent
and a kid.
But I remember as I got older, I used to like it, actually.
Yeah. So you being super into firefighters, I said, this is just like the firefighters. You know, they put the clean air on so they can go in and save people.
I practically put it on myself.
You did.
And I walked in there.
You loved it. So what else do you remember?
I remember being scared a lot. I remember waiting in the waiting room. Apprehensive, kind of. You know, that was brutal always.
I always kind of hoped that you didn't really remember much, but the scary stuff really stuck with you.
Yeah. You know, I've got big scars all over my back from getting cut open. Whenever that kind of starts to twinge a little bit, like if I touch it wrong or something like that, it just kind of reminds me I'm lucky.
Yeah.
You know, life is really good. And there's a saying that says, if you've been close to death, you understand life more. And sometimes I think of that and I think, you know, if this had never happened to me, I never would have understood how much life means, kind of. You know, what if I died? I'd never have this amazing life.
That's right.
And that's crazy to think about.
It is crazy to think about. Well, yeah. Grant, I'm sure glad you got well.
Yeah.
I sure love you. And I hope you're picking up that I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
I picked that up a lot, honestly.
Good.
That's Jennifer Kersey with her son, 12-year-old Grant Kersey, in Ukiah, California. It was 10 years ago this month that doctors declared Grant cancer-free. We're going to dig into our archive for this next story. A few years ago, we partnered with the Siteman Cancer Center at Washington University in St. Louis. They were researching how cancer survivors talk about the disease with their children, and we recorded the conversations. In this one, Dottie Copeland tells her daughter, Tina Nelson, about finding out that she had breast cancer.
I had a needle biopsy. This guy takes this needle and he pulls out some tissue. And when he got done, I said to him, what do you think? He says, well, I think your doctor will tell you. I said, no, I think you should tell me. And he said, are you sure you can handle it? And I said, of course I can handle it. He said, I think you have cancer. I said, fine. I went outside, your father sitting there, and I said to him, I got cancer. Let's go get a hamburger. I'm hungry. I dealt with it by saying to myself that I would fight this cancer as a boxing match. I loved the movie Rocky. And so I went out and I bought the tape. I played that theme song 24 hours a day. For 2 weeks, I trained myself mentally. I would run in place. I'd jump rope. Tina would hold up a pillow. I'd punch it. And so, day before my surgery, I went to Walmart, bought myself a camouflage hat. I bought myself a camouflage t-shirt. And I went to the hospital. I felt so confident. I felt like kicking the door down. And I walked up to the desk, and I said to the nurse, my name is Dottie Copeland, and I'm here for surgery. And I want you to bring it on. I'm ready.
And didn't you tell the surgeon to play the tape?
Yes, I said to him, I want to go under with that tape playing. And I went under to the tune of Rocky.
So how has this experience changed your life?
I beat cancer for 9 years. Will it come back tomorrow? It sure might. I've got to live my life as if it could end tomorrow. But everybody should live their life that way.
How do you want to be remembered, Mom?
As a woman that had a fighting spirit, that raised three wonderful human beings. And I want them to remember that when I do pass on, they can say she was one hell of a woman and she had one great ride.
That's Dottie Copeland with her daughter Tina Nelson in St. Louis. You can hear hundreds of other stories on our website, storycorps.org. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Michael Garofalo. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.